With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel dropped leaflets from the air and redoubled warnings on social media for more than 1 million Gaza residents to move south. Hamas, meanwhile, urging people to stay in their homes. Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, accusing Hamas of trying to use civilians as human shields. Nonetheless, Palestinians are struggling to flee from the areas of Gaza targeted by the Israeli military ahead of an expected land offensive a week after Hamas's deadly and bloody attack into Israel. Far from the war-torn country, Jews are grieving and pray for peace here in the U.S. in the first Shabbat services since the Hamas attack.
At Temple Adas, Israel, an armed guard stands by for Friday night Shabbat service. A police car outside and every seat inside taken. The congregation sings the Israeli national anthem. Rabbi Dan Geffen addresses them, his heart breaking along with his voice.
I don't think that I have been as filled with rage as I have been in the last week.
As a pacifist, he prays for peace with his followers, but tells them now is the time to stand united with Israel.
There is such a thing as righteous anger. There is such a thing as evil in this world. There is a time in which it must be fought.
A lot of prayers, tears, and hugs at this service in Sag Harbor, New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, ethical concerns casting a shadow over President Biden.
The concerns come amid investigations into Biden's son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. A poll shows 35% of U.S. adults believe the Democratic president himself has done something illegal. 33% say they think the president behaved unethically but not illegally. 30% say Joe Biden did nothing wrong. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Bob Agner reporting.
SRN News. A court date for an Air Force reservist.
Chase Yarbrough was off duty but in uniform at a retirement ceremony in 2021 when he criticized the U.S. Armed Forces for embracing transgenderism. Another service member was at the event and complained to the higher-ups, who sent Yarbrough a letter of admonishment. Now he's suing in a Texas court with the help of First Liberty and several other legal firms. They point out that a member of the armed forces still has First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A teenager and her parents filed a $30 million lawsuit against a Virginia school system after she was sexually assaulted in a female restroom by a male student. The family alleges Loudoun County Public Schools failed to immediately investigate the attack, and in fact, it's tried to cover it up. The boy, who was living as a girl, gained access to the restroom under the county's new transgender bathroom policy. This is SRN News. Hong Kong's leader says the city will seek to strengthen its economic and trade ties with Thailand after a recent meeting with the country's prime minister.
Chief Executive John Lee says he and Thailand's prime minister agree that the two sides have, quote, good and close relations. Lee added they would promote more exchanges between their people. His administration is seeking to further expand the Chinese financial hub's role in Southeast Asia to boost economic growth following years of COVID-19 restrictions.
Jeremy House reporting. Various Guatemalan government web pages disabled after hackers launched a cyber attack earlier today. The hackers, affiliated with the activist group Anonymous, say they're working in support of indigenous pro-democracy protesters. For almost 2 weeks, demonstrators have been calling for the resignation of the attorney general, saying she tried to undermine the popular vote that made a progressive candidate the president-elect. SRN News.